Well, thank you. Perfect.
Basically, all we're going to do is have some presentations again, much like last time. I'm going to go through you. Whoever wants to go first is fine by me. And we'll collate what we know about what we discussed in the last meeting, possible directions. And then we'll make some more decisions on firm up our idea on how we want this remote control to look and work. So, perfect. So, without further ado, whoever wants to go first.
Go ahead. Nice.
Somewhat limited as to what we can do because of what our manufacturer offers. So basically what I'm going to be doing is talking to you about that. Components of remote control, okay. We've already kind of gone over this, but we have to get into more detail and probably have to reach some conclusions sometime soon. Energy source, our manufacturer offers a variety of energy sources. Your standard battery, solar cells. Our manufacturer didn't say anything about lithium, so we might have to look. If we do go that route, we might have to look elsewhere. And also, there's a kinetic energy possibility. Basically, it's like the idea of moving the remote would create enough energy to keep it running. So that's one possibility. But I don't know whether that would be powerful enough to illuminate a touch screen. So I have to look into that. The case, we have a few options. Plastic, rubber, or wood. And then, as far as the way it's shaped, we can do standard worn flat, which we probably don't want to do, curved or very sexy double curved.
What kind of thickness are we looking at?
I imagine that we could specify. I don't see any reason to go outside of the convention of 3 or 4 millimeters.
Okay.
The buttons, there are multiple sculpt buttons available from the manufacturer, but to use those, you would have to use more chips, and that would cost us more. And if we do go with the rubber double curved case, we'll have to use rubber push buttons, because the other buttons aren't compatible.
Right.
And just a little note there, touch screen equals mini chips, which equals mini gear.
Right, nice.
One thing that I noticed is that most remotes operate on the infrared part of the spectrum. So you notice when you push a button remote, you can't see anything coming out of it. But in fact, there is light coming out of the remote.
Mm-hmm.
And the television can detect that. And if you were to record, if you were to make a video recording, you could actually see light. One thing that I thought might be interesting was to use visible light coming out of the remote, just kind of as a fun gimmick.
Interesting.
Something coming out of the remote when you push it. Of course, it has to be a part of the spectrum that wouldn't damage the human eye.
Good call.
Is there an option that we could have to off or on, so a person could select, like,
choose it?
I'm sure that we could do that.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, just as a fun gimmick. Just as part of it. Then onto the circuit board that we're going to use, also known as the chip. We're very limited by what our current manufacturers can offer. And my question to all of you is, should we look to other manufacturers or just make do with what we have available?
Interesting question.
Well, I'd say shop around, but with our time constraints, is that really a feasible option?
If we do go with the lithium battery route, then we'll have to go outside current manufacturer. My personal preference is, I'll just throw my cards on the table. I think we should probably go with the solar battery route, just kind of keep with the environmentally friendly
Right.
theme that we have going on. I like the idea of invisible light signaling. Something to set us apart, and I was thinking of ways that we could produce the remote in a variety of different case materials to suit different tastes, so not so confined by one style. And
Right.
say our the one if we just go with one and it doesn't go over well, then we're in a bad situation.
Right.
Can we do marketing piloting too? Prior to see before we launch, can we see what
It's an option. Actually, I've got some research already on like what we're looking at and trends in casing right now, which actually might even come into play beforehand. It may help us decide for now, temporarily anyway.
So I guess that makes sense for you to take
I
advantage.
guess so. Because I found some interesting things. Can you reach it for me? I know. What a teaser, isn't it? Right. So, current market trends screen. Basically, I was looking at what's going on in the remote control market right now and what's going on in other design fields to see sort of what's trendy, what's new, what's happening. Remote control right now, basically, everybody says they want newer, fancier, more exciting. They're sick of this boring, normal, functional, that we need innovative design options and it needs to be an easy user interface. The challenge is that current trends right now across the board in fashion, in furniture, in technology, is a very organic fruit and vegetable kind of thing. Now, I'm not saying we should have, tomato-shaped remote controls or anything, but I think it is possible maybe to use natural colors. Like if wood is an option, that whole organic, sleek, clean line thing may be something we can look into. Different skin options, or if we can't afford this touch plate thing or touch face screen interface, maybe having the images be specific, like you could choose your menu bullets to be different shape. Okay, not the example I would choose, but you know what I mean, to sort of and apparently the feel of the next couple of years is spongy, not something I've come up with a definite answer on, though if we can get around to getting piloting, I thought maybe a casing option, like a, not like a skin, but like a holder almost, if you could do like leather options or wood options or something.
As far as the rubber that we can use, we can use a rubber as part of the case. It has a consistency of those stress balls.
Might be an interesting way to go. Yeah, so something to sit on for now. So overall, I think we should stick with what we're finding. Everybody's looking for easy to use, technologically innovative, and this fancy new, I think perhaps the double curve thing, and maybe this rubber option is our best way to go for right now. Yeah. Well, but then if the touch screen thing isn't going to work out for us, that's really non-issue.
Associated being durable, something that you can draw on. Doesn't matter.
True.
So many, you go to so many houses these days and see people
Very true. Very
with
true.
duct tape.
Yeah.
Very much so.
We have a phone
Um,
today.
We could have a duct tape case.
we could. I think that goes against the whole fancy something new line, but worth a shot. Ah, it could be. It could be. Yeah, that's what I know. No problem.
series or series of different remote controls that are out on the market today. I think we're definitely trying to get away from this kind of a look. So the following are a bunch of different interface concepts. Voice recognition, we actually have some new information from our research design team, but get to that in a moment. So current voice recognition stores up to about 80 speech samples, and basically you record your own verbal labels and connect them to the remote control. Now our design team, research team, has been able to set up a system in which you can teach the remote control voice recognition system to respond to with standard responses, like you can say good morning, remote control, and it will say in a sexy voice, good morning. Yeah, we already have this for a coffee maker line.
Well, I've seen it before.
Yeah, very true. Very true.
Another concept is what Apple has come up with, the spinning wheel with LC display, like on the iPods, which I'm sure most people know. Then we have the scroll button with the integrated push button, like a modern mouse, a bit bulky, a bit crazy. I don't think that's what we're necessarily going for. And some special components, ideas like blocking, having the ability to block channels from your, for your children. And dedicated buttons for commonly used channels, and even ideas like secured or hidden programming. But again, if we go with touch screen, I think that's a big issue. And this is kind of the big daddy of remote control. The jumble universal remote control is almost impossible to misplace or to use. Again, probably not what we're going for. So I mean, my ideas here and kind of where I think we're heading is something slightly larger than a regular iPod with a hard plastic casing. Well, I think some of the suggestions we've come up with are definitely very good ideas. Changeable casings. Our design team was possibly talking about including one extra faceplate with the package to kind of set the idea that you can change
right.
You can try changing and kind of get used to thinking about maybe buying another one, which can add value to our bottom line. Touch screen interface, possibly having go-to buttons being stuck into the system so those don't move away from the screen. The important ones like power, volume, and jump between channels. And of course our voice command system, which I've talked a little bit about already. And the use of recognizable colors and shapes to aid recognition of the features. That are around, so red for power, arrows for different volume ups and downs, and channels ups and downs and whatnot. And perhaps even adding in some stupid little jokes with the voice recognition idea. Like for instance, my toasty maker that I got from my bank has jokes when it's ready.
Nice.
That's what you mean. It's like a little dongle that just sticks up this for it. It's like a stand up. Right. So, good to know all that stuff. Thanks, guys. Now we're going to have to come to some decisions. I think we can just go down the line and have to have a chat about it. Based on what Nathan presented as far as the various costs and benefits, I think, I don't know, what do you guys think about the touch screen at this point?
I think it's our most marketable feature just because it's so new and it's something that is showing up in other places. But can we really afford it? Because it looks like they would be that. Would be a really main cost source then, right?
My estimate is that in order to incorporate a touchscreen technology is going to cost us upwards of €17.50
per
that's just
piece.
Well, you guys are always the big
know. And our goal was to be under 1250, or we have to be under 1250. Do we remember?
I thought there was some flexibility with that.
Okay.
There is, it's just, it is a question.
Can we justify it?
And how much, does that mean we're gonna have to increase the price to make money? From 1250, if you want to get up to 100% profit margin, that would mean selling it for 25. If you want to buy 1750 back to, that's 35.
Right. So I think that's what people would pay for. I mean, if you're going to pay for an expensive, high-class remote, you're going to expect it to do something.
That's true. I guess it would be in a class of its own.
Yeah.
And it's, to be fair, the percent of the market, we're not going for mass, mass sales anyway. We're going to make, we're not talking about selling 8 zillion of these things. We just couldn't.
Right. Yeah.
I say that we provisionally go with the tax screen. What was your thought on that, Ron?
I'm thinking that's definitely a good idea, and I also think that we could probably come up with some sort of a cheaper means to go about this.
See if you can cut some corners. Well, and we can look into this other manufacturing option. Maybe we can get them somewhere else cheaper.
That's true. We could initially go with what we have.
Right. It's a starting point anyway, so.
And we could have a very simple touch screen. There's always the opportunity. It's going to be about the size of the iPod or whatever. I guess we can play around with it a bit. All right, let's say that, okay, so the touch screen will be our main selling point here.
I mean, I think that we really have two main selling points.
Yeah, because with voice recognition, I mean, really, this is pretty bells and whistles kind of remote. I think we'd have to decide between them, definitely.
Yeah.
To be honest,
price wise.
We have the design in house. I mean, we've come up with this.
True. We've already got it.
Copy machines are. I can pass you on that email from my guy down the hall. Sounds good.
What do you think, Alan, about the voice rack?
I think if we. We do both, obviously the question costs for them to go way up, but just put it into, become the Rolls Royce of remote control.
Pretty much.
Very nice.
I mean, we have to reflect back on what our market research is.
Right, and they said they wanted voice recognition. Of course, maybe they hadn't thought of this whole touchscreen option, but definitely we know the market is there for voice recognition. So to say we have the technology and we're not going to use it, even though we know it'll sell, is a call I don't think I can give the highs ups. Like, really, I can't go in and say, no, we're going to just ignore everything we know.
Yeah.
Does having both really up their costs?
I can't see how it wouldn't. I mean, there's near no efforts, and you can have it fast, you can have it cheap, and you can have it quality. Pick two or three. You know, you can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if we're going to pick between, all right, so we have to pick between one of the two. Otherwise, it just becomes cost prohibitive. Which do you suspect we should hold on to?
Well, we already have research backing voice recognition as, you know, fiscally solvent. But I personally would tend to another direction, but if that's what's going to sell, I think that's what we need to go with, and maybe we can table this touch screen for our next model.
I would have to side with that. I think voice recognition is simple. We already have all the technology in-house. It's ready to go. It's packaged.
What does the cost look like? Or is it cheaper to do the VR or to do the touch screen?
It's just off the top of my head at the moment, but I think the voice recognition would, they're both going to push the cost up, but since we already have technology in-house for the voice recognition, we're not going to have to do this as much.
Right. And we're still not, then we don't have to deal with this battery issue nearly as much either.
Mm.
We can stick with what we've already got in a lot of other ways too. I think it's our lower risk option, which for right now we can have it on the market sooner, which is all in all our best option. So, and when are we going to have basic prototypes coming up next? That's you guys' next step, right?
Yeah, well, we'll sort out what else we're going to talk about.
Right.
But yeah, that's our next step.
Okay.
Are we going to talk now about the materials we're going to use for
yes.
the case?
Mm-hmm.
You discussed either a lithium or a solar power. Would the solar power be enough to fuel a voice recognition, this kinesthetic one? That be enough to fuel a voice recognition remote control?
The solar power definitely would be, but I think just to keep people from getting annoyed, because sometimes solar power fails, there's no alarm, we should install a small backup battery.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Just to cover those moments when, for whatever reason,
well, what about people with like the TV in their basement?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if
yep.
we can't guarantee sunlight everywhere, so having a secondary source is probably.
It works about the same as a
solar. Yeah, true.
Obviously, a little more light than calculated, but we're not talking about a lot of light. It doesn't have to be taking the same.
Right.
Okay.
I'm willing to agree with everything that's been said. I have to say, though, that another idea has come up in my head. Like, we're really not handling the remote control to a great extent. We could possibly get away from the idea of having. And maybe kind of have a round remote control that kind of looks like a paper or something like that.
Interesting.
Just the thought.
Why move away from the handheld? Why?
Well, if you don't need to pick it up,
if it's got voice recognition, it can be technically anywhere in your room and still do its job. True, and probably I think we're banging on selling it to more than just voice recognition people. Like, we want it to work fundamentally as a basic manual, too. Right. With the button, yeah.
And maybe a menu button and so forth, you know, use the channel button to scroll through the menu if they want to record programs or whatever, you know.
I think you're on something because
yeah.
we need to escape the traditional shape of remote. Maybe something
True.
That looks nice on tables would be
it's way to go.
And handheld at the same time.
I think it's all about following Apple's lead.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the airport portal, you know, like that little pod looking thing. Right.
You could have a very tasteful wood color.
That would be kind of neat. Terracotta bowl or something.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Well, nice. Yeah, I like that. I like that idea a lot. Let's see what we can do as far as that goes.
Okay.
And the material, like the plastics and so forth, we were discussing that being using like a rubber kind of softer feel.
Yeah.
You know, something where it's a more advanced form of plastic that has some kind of a tactile response to it.
Just kind of
okay.
squishy
Yeah, which is the next big thing, so that's not going to hurt us either.
Yeah, let's see if we can do a squishy, non-remote control looking remote control. But to be fair, yeah, I mean, you just put it, literally put it on the coffee table next to the telly. It's like
Right.
landline.
Handy.
I like that. And we sort of discussed costs. I guess that's going to be a thing. If we want to get over budget, it might be okay.
Sorry about the lack of information on costs. I just haven't been provided that information by any
Yeah.
contractors.
We'll have more
I'm just
of that
having
in
to
the
guess.
prototype. We'll have more of that in later on. We'll just, yeah, go from there. So we've revisited the touch screen and more or less ruled that out. I think so. We're more or less in agreement that we want to have a simple kind of function, and not too complex.
Right. Well, when the majority of people are only using the most primary functions on a daily basis, although I'm not saying we should completely rule out major functions, they should be secondary. At least, if not functionally, then visually, like those shouldn't be
Like maybe having them
take precedence. Yeah.
if we're not going to touch screen route, then we can just incorporate maybe something that folds out. Like what you
Right.
often see on these kinds of remotes is the most basic functions up here.
And they
It
slide.
slides down to reveal, more complicated
Well, and do we want to consider like an iPod screen, which isn't a touch screen, but you're still scrolling through menu options in.
things. Then we're hitting our cost issue then.
True, we're still not
That's
making it easier then.
the thing is, if we're going to have a non-remote looking remote,
True.
how do we, yeah.
Fair enough.
But no, I mean, we could do a slide or a compartment, like if it's, say, it's like
Yeah.
a little vaguely ovoidal type of thing, it'd be easy to have a compartment in there. Or, a series of, three or four buttons with a menu button and then a sides up and down type of thing, like on a DVD player. Some modern DVD players will just have a menu button on the side and then
Yeah, it's just a
four buttons
scroll.
behind the menu and just kind of
Yeah.
maneuver through the menu like that.
So are we talking, we need to figure out what kind of buttons we're going to use. Are we going to use scroll buttons, rubber buttons?
Well, it seems like, I don't know, it seems to me that we could just do the stick with the rubber, since we're probably going to be using
Yeah.
some kind of rubber for the outside case, so we might as well
Probably.
stick with that.
Right.
I think to a certain extent we have to stick with kind of a little bit traditional in terms of the buttons, and then
Right.
make our unique UTR case and our case name.
Well, and those basic just like four directions that can use as menu or channel and volume or however you want to do it are really versatile, and everybody's already got them to some extent on remotes they already own, so it's not like we're dealing with everybody relearning things, because that's not something anybody's going to want to buy new for.
Okay. We've already kind of covered this as well. It saves some selling. More or less agree that we want to target this youth market. Especially now with 18 to 35-year-olds being such a large quantity of the population.
Right, particularly in technological fields, so that's exactly where we're headed.
Yeah, all right. Well, more or less covered what we need to cover, I think. Any final thoughts before we think about doing the prototype?
Well, what are we actually doing? What
Right. I was just gonna step on to
Oh, it wasn't in the way,
Oh,
but
was it? Oh.
whatever.
Sorry.
No, don't worry about it.
Yeah, okay. I was just gonna assign tasks in the next.
Sure.
Any other
Okay.
final thoughts before we go ahead and cool?
Yeah.
So, have we said that we are going to go with different style cases for different people? Or are we just going to go with one? It's very hard thing to predict because we'll
Yeah.
have different cases and that might open up your marker a little bit, obviously. But we have just one case and it doesn't go over well. Yeah,
Right.
that's true. So, obviously, having more cases also costs more. So.
Well, then again, colors wouldn't be so hard. You could have
Obviously, yeah.
a kind of a natural wood color, like a stained wood,
Mm.
olive green or something.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be
get in there. Yeah, totally.
So we'll have the next meeting in about half an hour. What's the, like, maybe if you work on just the basic look and feel, what can we accomplish given these parameters that we've sort of sorted out, this kind of non-remote remote?
Right.
What are our broad constraints before we design a prototype? And Ron, if you can figure out how probably best to lay out this idea of simple design with the voice recognition comes in, and also this kind of drop down or on the side kind of menu options, simple, somehow work out how we can get this all in the same place. And if you can check product evaluation with some pilots and stuff, I need you guys to work together on making a prototype using prototype building materials.
Cool. Cool.